sure.
That popping noise is the sound of the laser that Charlie Hardwig uses to remove tattoos for her clients. One of her clients includes her boyfriend, Kyle. Here's why Charlie has been lasering him for the past few months. It's to help him get his tattoos light enough to cover up with more tattoos. This one in particular is a ship on his upper left arm.
And then we ice the tattoo. This helps with swelling. It also helps with the pain aspect of it. Tattoo removal hurts. So there's no sugar coating. The laser hurts. It creates a little bit of heat, so the ice pack helps by cooling the skin beforehand.
Feels like she's welding me.
She's welding you?
Mm-hmm. Kyle James and Charlie Hardwig have been dating for just over a year now. They've also been working together for about 6 months at Benchmark Tattoo Shop and Fadeaway Laser Tattoo Removal. Kyle, the tattoo artist, and Charlie, the tattoo remover.
I think we were both worried about working in the same place together just because we'd only been dating for 6 months or so. And we had just moved in together. And so we were not only working in the same place, but living in the same place. So, I mean, we're together all the time.
Benchmark Tattoo didn't always have a laser technician. It started with Charlie tagging along to one of Kyle's tattoo removal appointments back when Fadeaway was located above Electric Fetus. Charlie became interested and started asking the technician about the process of lasering someone. Turns out they were in need of hiring someone new. It didn't take long before Charlie was hired. The owner of Fadeaway drove up from Minneapolis to interview Charlie for the position.
So I got the job and we decided to move Fadeaway into Benchmark on the same day.
Before they started working together and before they lived together, Charlie and Kyle went on their first date. They met through Tinder and decided to meet up to walk Kyle's dog Jasper around Chester Park.
Stay down.
There were so many things that went so wrong. I don't know why I look back and think that it was a good date, but...
Everything went wrong.
They eventually headed down towards the lake walk, leaving Charlie's car back at Chester Bowl. But by the time they got back to her car, they realized that it was locked behind the gate. Kyle decided to check it out for himself.
So I jumped out of the car, and the whole, this like 10-step walk to the padlock, I'm like praying that it was going to be unlocked. And I pulled on it, it was locked. I pulled on it, and it came unlocked. I was like, oh my God. And I just like swung it open like it was nothing. I was like, all right, let's go.
Kyle and Charlie recently bought a plot of land and are planning to build their dream home in the next coming years. For KUMD, this is Catherine Burke.